and more. Wicket's World on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by SNC Automotive, your source for rust and corrosion prevention with Final Coat. Online at scautomotive.com.
Football!
Or bust.
Football is back next week, the NFL draft. But between now and then, if you're an Iowa fan or you're an Iowa State fan, you can go watch some football tomorrow. Both schools are hosting their annual spring games. If you want to head up to Ames, Iowa State is playing their spring game. They've been doing practice for the last couple of weeks. 10:45 festivities begin. You can get in, probably tailgate. There'll probably be people tailgating for that one. You can also do the same thing over in Iowa City if you want to go see the beginning of the Tim Lester era. You're like, who is Tim Lester? Well, remember when fans were just complaining constantly about Brian Ferentz?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, how could I forget?
But Brian Ferentz is gone as the offensive coordinator of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Tim Lester is in. Guy used to be the head coach at Western Michigan, most recently on the staff of the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers. He's your new OC. Looking forward to this challenge.
So it's been fun. It's been a fun group to coach. They've been working hard, getting better. A lot to get better at. It's a marathon and a sprint at the same time. We're looking forward. Every time we can get out there and get another rep of executing a play with an adjustment, Coach Parker has brought a lot of different things and adjustments that we have to be able to make quickly. It's been fun to watch our guys get better.
It's going to be a quarterback battle, basically a three-man race to see who wins the quarterback battle. Cade McNamara, who of course transferred in before last year from Michigan, had the knee injury, probably will get the benefit of the doubt, but we'll find out how he is injury-wise as we progress here through the summer. Also, Deacon Hill, who was not very good, the transfer in from Wisconsin last year, who was thrust into action. I like him because he's 260 pounds. I love fat quarterbacks. And then Marco Linez, who is the redshirt freshman. This is the kid I think people are looking at as the future quarterback. As if Iowa's offense can get brought into the current century, which is what we're all hoping for, a little bit of motion, a little bit of this, they're able to throw the ball down the field, I think Linez is going to wind up being the guy that brings them into the current era of college football. But it all starts tomorrow, the Tim Lester era, if you want to see it. I'm going to warn you, though. There will be blogs and all the sites, Hawkeye Nation, one of my favorites. Fans on Facebook and Twitter are going to say, this offense looks terrible. It's going to look bad. They've had 3 weeks of practice, and they go against Phil Parker's defense often. The defense is always ahead of the offense, especially when you install a new system with a new coordinator. That's going to look bad at times, and it'll look bad at times week one and week two when they play the Cy-Hawk game. So don't freak out, Heather. Don't freak out.
I am freaking out about something else right now. I think that when you are referring to 260-pound athletes,
you mean the fat quarterbacks?
I think the word is thick, Wicket.
Thick quarterbacks. All right. There used to be a guy named Jared Lorenzen who played for Kentucky, and he was a big fat quarterback. They called him
thick.
They called him the hefty lefty because he threw lefty and he was big boy.
Stop being rude, Wicket.
11 thick. O'clock tomorrow in Iowa City, 10:45 in Ames. Spring football for both Iowa State and Iowa. Football's back.